Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow. Happy birthday, Mr. Converse. And more importantly today, happy birthday, Converse College. The energy in this room is palpable and the sense of pride intense. Today is your day, today is my day, today is our day. A day for every Converse student and graduate, for every Converse professor and employee, for every Converse friend and supporter. Today is the day for everyone who believes in the voice, value, and vision of women to change the world. And today is the day for us to celebrate the important role that this institution has played for 125 years now in transforming individual lives and whole communities through the simple act of investing in and prioritizing the rights, talents, and ambitions of women. Two deeply held beliefs, the first in the value and benefits of a thorough and liberal education, and the second in the conviction that the well-being of any country depends much upon the culture of her women, inspired our founder, Dexter Edgar Converse, to rally a coterie of citizens in 1889 to establish this institution. His initial motive was personal, wanting to ensure that his daughter, Marie, would have access to a high-quality college education close to home. His impact has been far-reaching, altering each and every one of our lives, the community of Spartanburg, and women, families, and communities far, far beyond. It's amazing how a simple, just act can have such transformative power. In a simple act to effect positive change in her own life, a 15-year-old girl, Malala Yousafzai of Pakistan, boarded a bus to go to school in October of 2012. Malala's story made headlines when she and other friends were gunned down by the Taliban for exercising their right to an education, something we often take for granted in this country. Malala miraculously survived the attack and has since become an international advocate for the education of girls and women. When addressing the United Nations just last year, she observed, "We realize the importance of light when we see darkness. We realize the importance of our voice when we are silenced." Malala's experience is certainly a wake-up call to the fact that women's access to quality educational opportunities is not guaranteed. Her amazing story also demonstrates how silence can equal consent, or even worse, submission. She shows us that we must give voice to what we value, so as not to lose opportunity or advantage or hope. She reminds us that our vision for what can and should be better in the world is a shared responsibility. With a new tagline, Voice, Value, Vision, this year, Converse announced a radical concept in the world of higher education. Our decision to reset tuition beginning fall of 2014 and offer a high-quality private education at a more reasonable price presents a dramatic contrast to the escalating costs that have become the norm. What we learned, though, was that the high price was preventing many aspiring, talented young women from exercising their right to a Converse education, a private education, and in some cases even a college education. In raising our institutional voice to communicate our vision for greater transparency, greater value, and better return on investment for students, Converse has resonated with students and their families. We have captured the attention of the national media and our colleagues around the country. Our simple act has had transformative, widespread effect. There is power in taking just action for what you value. Today, we celebrate the 125th anniversary of the founding of Converse College. We renew our commitment to the founder's mission of providing women access to quality education. As we honor our proud history, as we revel in the legacy that is ours to protect and propel, my hope today is that we also use this occasion to renew our collective commitment to Converse and reflect on the role that each of us can play in enhancing her bright future. I have often said that community is the one word that best describes Converse. We have witnessed fabulous growth over the past few years in undergraduate enrollment and the outstanding improvements to our buildings and grounds, including new construction, and the progress in participation and giving from alumni and friends of the college, progress in the increased rigor in our academic programs, and the remarkable outcomes of our students. This momentum comes from us. This force, this growth is us. Together we, you, me, all of us, we are the force that advances this college, her students, and her graduates. And together we share the incredible privilege, really, of guaranteeing that Converse is well-equipped for the next 125 years to prepare new generations of women for personal and professional success. What's next for Converse and her students is incumbent upon us, all of us. What do you value most about your experience here? What is your vision for Converse women of today and tomorrow? How will you activate your voice and your talents to bring about positive change, not only in your family, your workplace, your community, and the world, but also for Converse? Just 3 weeks ago, Life Trustee, former chair of the board, and father of Converse alumna, Nancy Bain Cote, class of 1979, Don Bain was so inspired by the momentum of Converse that he launched the Bain Challenge, Double Your Impact. The great value that he saw in updated residence halls motivated the vision for his generous challenge gift. Through April 30th, every gift made to the Pell renovation will be matched dollar for dollar by Mr. Bain. This get it done spirit, this drive to invest in momentum and the next generation are hallmarks of Mr. Bain's leadership style. And he has certainly rallied others. It is my immense delight to announce that as of today, we have raised over $570,000 in gifts and pledges. Mr. Bain's simple act of giving for impact has had transformative effect. There is power in a public voice of support. In November 2013, From Darkness to Triumph, Creating Success Amidst Barriers, a memoir by alumna Anna Charmlambakis, class of 1998, was published. Much of Anna's book talks about her years at Converse and how she gained the courage, confidence, and competence here to overcome barriers. You see, Anna was one of the first blind students to ever attend Converse. And together, Anna and Converse had to create a new roadmap for teaching, learning, and navigating college life. Although Anna intended to focus her studies in music, she ultimately majored in history, drawn to the charisma of Dr. Joe Dunn and his passion and occasional unorthodox strategies for helping all students realize their full potential. And propelled she was. traveling twice to Morocco while a Converse student, and securing a spot in the Peace Corps as their first ever blind employee. Anna has earned a master's degree in English as a second language, has nearly completed a second master's in disability studies, and has begun doctoral work at the University of Leeds in the United Kingdom, all with the goal of unleashing the voice, value, and vision of others with disabilities. Anna's simple act of refusing to be held back because of her disability is having transformative effect. There is power in valuing individual human potential, your own and others. This year, the Executive Committee of Converse's Student Government Association had a vision for equality. Having observed that some of their sisters were unable to participate in the Converse tradition of the sophomore ring ceremony due to ring costs, the Executive Committee approved a new policy to ensure that this time-honored tradition would include every sophomore. Beginning 2015, and just as SGA fees support a yearbook for every student, a portion of SGA fees will be earmarked each year to cover the expense of a ring for every single sophomore. The Executive Committee's simple act of reallocating resources promises transformative effect. There is power in a vision for what can be for all members of a community. This weekend, we are delighted to welcome over 600 and counting alumni back to Converse, many of whom are here with us today. We are so excited that you are here to celebrate and salute your Converse experience, to reconnect with friends and faculty, and to get a closer look at the changing landscape of your alma mater. Tomorrow, here in Twitchell, we will also honor 125 of our most accomplished living alumni as designated by the Alumni Association Board. Converse today is so very proud of the trails that our alumni have blazed and the contributions that you have made. In our preparation for this weekend and our 125th anniversary celebration, we were eager to share with you all the voices and words of Converse sisters who had preceded you. Senior Victoria Ball extensively researched notable Converse authors, policymakers, activists, composers, educators, among others. While there was much written about the accomplishments of the likes of such Converse women as authors Julia Mood Peterkin, Elizabeth Boatwright Coker, Effie Leland Wilder, suffragist Bessie Alderman, welfare commissioner Ellen Black Winston, and composer Lily Strickland, their words were rarely captured. Victoria shared her dismay, and I quote, "It's frustrating that these women's words weren't recorded. It's not that they didn't have anything to say, they did important things. But for many of them, their voices just weren't valued at the time. It's time to unquiet and buoy up the voice of Converse. And this weekend, we have enlisted a team of current Converse students to help us do just that. Our digital journalists, roving reporters really, will be wearing neon yellow t-shirts, and their assignment is to interview many of you individually and in pairs, much like National Public Radio's acclaimed StoryCorps. We want to know what you have been up to since graduation, what hopes and dreams you have made happen, and what life events have been most meaningful, challenging, and even unexpected. So look out for our digital journalist, the Converse DJs. In fact, DJs, will you stand up so we know what we're going to be looking for this weekend? Please, alumni, take part and ask others to take part in this unique opportunity for us to hear from you. We are excited about capturing the voices of Converse women. We want to hear about what you have come to value in your lives, and we want to know about your visions for the future. The simple act of your participation will have transformative impact on future generations. There is such power in the voice, value, and vision of Converse women. Converse is you, Converse is me, Converse is us. And in honor of the extraordinary contributions of this college and her graduates, on the occasion of this exceptional time in our history, the city of Spartanburg has designated April 25th, 2014 as Converse College Day. The proclamation from our mayor reads, "Whereas in 1889, a group of local Spartanburg citizens was inspired by their conviction that the well-being of any country depends much upon the culture of her women, and envisioned higher education that enabled women to see clearly, decide wisely, and act justly. And whereas in 1889, these citizens brought their vision to life with the establishment of Converse College. And whereas over the last 125 years, Converse College and her students have been woven into the fabric of our city's history, playing an integral and ongoing role in cultivating our dynamic and thriving community. And whereas today, Converse College celebrates the 125th anniversary of its founding and reaffirms its commitment to cultivate the unique voice, value, and vision of each student so that she may effect positive change in the world. Whereas the City Council of the City of Spartanburg congratulates and celebrates the students, faculty, and staff of Converse College for 125 years of significant and much appreciated contributions to the Spartanburg community. Now, therefore, I, Junie White, by the authority vested in me as mayor of the City of Spartanburg, and on behalf of my fellow City Council members, do hereby proclaim April 25th as Converse College Day. Happy birthday, Converse.